thinking of study abroad or just a summer away learning English? Concerned about your child's education or simply about their future? With all the latest on education and policies. This is Education Today, weekdays on newsplusradio.cn.
Hello and welcome to Education Today. I'm Mu You. First of all, China to set up over 30 minority languages courses. Now China plans to set up the courses on more than 30 minority languages by 2020. This is a move to cover all the languages spoken in the countries which have established diplomatic relations with China. Principal of the Beijing Foreign Studies University, Peng Long, said that China had established diplomatic relations with nearly 200 countries, and the country now provides 64 foreign language study programs at a symposium on the strategic development of non-common languages. These newly developed courses will include the languages spoken in Azerbaijan and Georgia, as well as Belarusian. While the symposium was attended by university professors and officials from the education ministry as well. So for more about this, currently now we are joining the studio on the phone line is Ruben Vanderboer, who is an expert in job recruitment from RNG Selection. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. So first of all, let's face about if the students choosing the minority languages. So what about their job market if they are graduated, like after they finish the major like minority language? So are the job market looking well after their graduation? So according to your experience, so have you ever get in touch with the students who are looking for jobs but they're majoring in minority languages?
Sure. Yes, I did, and actually it's an interesting topic, and I especially focus on logistics, which is kind of international.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not on a daily basis, but like every month I contact a couple of candidates, and I know some of my friends,
mm-hmm.
They are Chinese, but they studied or, you know, they part-time studied like a language like Swedish or
mm-hmm.
Norwegian,
mm-hmm.
Or languages I didn't even know they existed, just to differentiate themselves from the bulk of candidates who can speak English or who can speak English, Spanish or English and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
For these people, I think there are basically two main ways
mm-hmm.
you can add value to a company.
Mm-hmm.
The first, of course, is to work in the company of the nationality of the language you studied,
mm-hmm.
like a Swedish company or Norwegian company or etc., where you can speak the native language. So you can easier communicate with headquarters, with the core of the company,
mm-hmm.
Which will benefit your career and also will build more trust from the headquarter abroad
mm-hmm.
towards China.
Mm-hmm.
But a second way, I would say, is to work in any company, even a Chinese company or governmental company, who is doing business or who wants to do business with, you know, a smaller company in East Europe or in the Middle East, where not everybody speaks English, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where the trust into, you know, honestly, the trust into China, into products from China, people from China, it's not that high
mm-hmm.
because they're not that familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can speak the local language on a business development side, on a sales side,
mm-hmm.
you can add great value.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think are the major ways you can really benefit your career and benefit to a company if you speak like a minority language, yes.
Mm-hmm. So facing the major of minority language and also why to choose this kind of major, and what about near to the time of graduation? I've interviewed someone who studied Hausa language, and he is also has his concern about the future job hunting and also why he chose this kind of major. Here's a student from Peking Foreign Studies University.
When I first chose this language, I prefer to say I was chosen by the school because at that moment, university come to our school to get students. Then I took exam and took this language. At that moment, we don't have many language to choose. And since this is the language of Hausa, which I choose is one of the African language, and I think to choose this language, maybe it would be easy to get a job, since China and Africa has strong connection, and the bilateral the friendship is has a long history. So I took this language as my major. And after 4 years of study, I learned a lot about the language and the culture behind this language. Then I found that I have a lot of opportunities of work, mostly connected with the African nations and work and the company there. But most of the jobs lead me to go abroad and to go to Africa to work. And since so, I think that's also a problem maybe we will face as a language learner, that is you have to go to abroad and go to the certain countries where the language is spoken there to work.
Mm-hmm. So that is a experience of a student who graduated from Beijing Foreign Studies University. Mm-hmm. So Ruben, he has talked about that he majored in the language of Hausa, and he considering to maybe go to Africa for future jobs. So do you recommend the students who major in minority languages to go abroad, especially to the country that's spoken the language, and to have a short of experience and then come back to China, or stay in China and stick to the job hunting issues?
Sure. Good question. I mean, the problem, if I understand correctly, of this man just spoken, is that most opportunities are in the overseas country,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And this is also what I'm facing myself with my clients. For example, I work with French companies or other companies who are strong in Africa or whatever, and they have projects in Africa and they need mm-hmm. people to work in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, of course, like, you know, the decision of the candidate himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, your question, if I understand correctly, is whether mm-hmm. you can better study overseas or mm-hmm. study the language in China,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
My first thing I want to say is that, of course, like, study abroad brings more opportunities. It brings more opportunities to practice the language,
mm-hmm.
To, you know, learn the culture, experience the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
But study in China in your own university, as long as the course is okay, it's not a bad thing. And if you prefer to stay in China for family reasons, that is totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, I think, with especially like minority languages, is that you don't have a lot of opportunities to practice in
mm-hmm.
China,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. So in that sense, maybe study abroad where you're surrounded with people speaking the same language
mm-hmm.
Is more beneficial, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ruben. That is Ruben, an expert on job recruitment for RMG selection. And also this morning, I've talked with a professor from Beijing Foreign Studies University, Professor Liu. She said the final agenda of whether to, how many students are they going to recruit, or what are the foreign details of the recruitment, all the final agenda will only come out until next March. And the way to for the students to study the minority language, it was like the students will choose English if it is their first foreign language, and they can choose another foreign language as their second foreign language major, and then the minority language will be play the role as their third minority language. So this is for this episode of Education Today. I'm Mu Yo. Thank you for listening.